where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
There were no injuries or damage reported after an incident in St. Clair Township this morning. Volunteer firefighters were called to a home on Kimball Road around 9 for a report of smoke. It was coming from a faulty furnace fan. A showcase of Indigenous culture was held today at Lambton College. The 29th annual powwow was held and kicked off with the traditional grand entry. Director of Indigenous Education, Jane Manning, says having an event like this changes mindsets, especially at a young age.
When this is part of our upbringing, when we see it every day, and it becomes normalized to see First Nation people celebrating and appreciating and knowing that they participated in something that brought them a lot of joy.
There are also vendors, information booths, and traditional food at the powwow. Dave Mahachik has been promoted as Lambton College's interim Senior VP of Academic and Student Success. He takes over for Mary Vaughn, who accepted a position at Sheridan College. One challenge Mahachik is going to face is the potential impact of fewer international student admissions, as announced by the federal government earlier this year.
Whether they're international students or domestic students, we have a lot of great programs here that are really focused on what the economic needs are. And so we will work through our numbers internationally, and we will continue to do what we do domestically.
Mahachik previously served as Dean of Applied Science, Engineering, Technology, and Trades. You can read more at sarniatoday.ca. An investigation's underway at a London high school where photos of students were altered using AI to make the teens appear nude. Parents of students at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Secondary School in London were notified about the incident through a letter from school administrators earlier this week. Officials are asking parents to speak with their children about the dangers of social media and artificial intelligence, as well as the appropriateness of distributing these types of images. The school board also reported the incident to London police. Residents in Lambton, Kent, Middlesex can cast their ballot early for the upcoming by-election on May 2nd. The returning office in Strathroy on Centre Road in the former Amy's Restaurant is now open for eligible residents to vote. The office is open Monday to Saturday from 10 until 8 and from noon until 5 on Sunday. Elections Ontario says voter information cards are being mailed out between April 16th and 19th, and advance voting is set for April 21st to 26th. And registration is now open for this year's Race to a Race. The annual initiative involves teams going to different locations in Sarnia Lambton and completing different types of challenges. Executive Director Rich Bouchard says they're hoping to see lots of teams sign up before the May 25th event.
Generally, we're anywhere between 40 and 50 teams of four. You know, some years are a little less than that, some years are a little more than that, but that's generally the number that we hit.
Last year, the fundraiser brought in about $41,000 toward 9 charitable initiatives. There are 10 to choose from this year. Periods of rain and the chance of overnight flurries on a north wind, low 1 degree. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of morning flurries or rain, high 5 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, high reaching 6.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.